Talking Automotive, thanks to Imlax, buyers of end-of-life vehicles. Go to imlax.com.au, LMCT 1229.
13 to 9, joining me for VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. Jeff, good evening to you.
Dennis, good evening.
Electric cars, a bit of chat about them, given what's happening in the United States, but are we likely to be fast-tracking towards this technology?
Well, it's interesting. There's a couple of things happening in the press and in the media at the moment, Dennis. We've got some suggestions there might be an election sometime this year, obviously towards the end of the year. And there's a continued dialogue around the introduction of an electric vehicle fleet. Now, we don't have, there's no public plan on electric vehicles in Australia. There was one written by the government late last year, but wasn't released for public consumption. I think there's big analysis being undertaken around the United States. General Motors Holden last week announced they wouldn't make petrol passenger vehicle engines past 2035. Now, that's one of the biggest car makers in the world. So it's quite possible that even in the absence of governments making statements around moving to an electric vehicle fleet, that the market will take us there anyway. One of the things, Dennis, and I've worked in car plants before, is that when you make combustion engines, what they call ICE, internal combustion engines, what's referred to as ICE engines, if you make a lot, they're cheap. And if you start to make less of them, of course, the price goes up because you don't have the volume. And as the, particularly Europe and Northern Europe and Eastern Europe, as they move towards electric vehicle fleets, the cost of distributing petrol and diesel passenger vehicles around the world becomes more expensive because there's less of them being made. So if you look at Biden, of course, Biden is coming in with a whole lot of initiatives around the environment. We've got an election coming later this year. We know that Shorten ran prior to the last federal election on a part of his ticket was around, I think it was 50% of the vehicles would be electric by 2030. It's just an interesting space to watch, but in the absence of firm policy in Australia, my feeling is it will get dragged along by inertia from what the rest of the world's doing.
And that probably will be the case. And the other thing is people have got to be wanting to buy them.
They have got to want to buy them. And, we talked for a long time in Australia about range anxiety. And then it sort of wasn't so much about how far they would go, it was how many charges are in place. And there's been a huge rollout, both, some of it's government-funded, some of it's privately funded. So I think the notion of that's going to change. And I've been watching with interest the new MG. MG's the little electric car out. And for a while there, Dennis, we were looking at how far cars went. We want electric cars to do 400 and 500 kilometres, and some of them do. But I think there's been a change here because some of the smaller electric vehicles, I think, are sort of almost proudly making a statement around, well, we'll do 400 kilometres, but we're not built to do more than that. But anyway, most people don't travel more than 50 kilometres a day to go to work and back. So why do we keep wanting vehicles that take us 500 kilometres when for 80% of the time that we drive them, we just want to go to work and back, which is under 50 kilometres a day?
That is a really good point, and it's probably something that most people have never thought about, but there might come a time in this transition where people's second vehicle or newest vehicle will be the electric car, and they'll start to get used to sort of managing that charge and all that sort of stuff and possibly just doing a few Ks each day.
Well, I think that is the way that it'll go. And it's possible you might have, we're talking 25 years out, you might have two electric vehicles, a small one and a larger one. And then, of course, at some point, Dennis, hydrogen just does come into the market. And we know that, that's even further out, hydrogen in cars. But if you look at pricing, every year electric vehicles come down in price. But so do petrol vehicles. I mean, you can buy yourself a brand new petrol car for $15,000 or $16,000. Now, they're small, but it's a brand new car. And it's unheard of. If you look at that as a percentage of average earnings, and some people might not realise this, but cars have never been so cheap, certainly petrol cars. And the electric vehicle fleet will come that way. We know that Elon Musk, he's got a big plant in China, and they're going to pump out electric cars for just about everybody in China and then the rest of the world. And I think we will see a $25,000 electric car here probably in 5 or 6 years. I mean, a brand new car, obviously. But, you know, the old petrol engine's been around for about 120 years. We still get economies of scale out of it every year, and we still find ways to make that engine a bit leaner.
96900693 or 131332 if you're listening through regional Victoria and southern New South Wales. Jeff Gwillim is with me from the VACC. You might have a question. We're talking automotive. We're talking electric cars. I wonder whether there are people listening too. Have you ever considered perhaps buying an electric car? And maybe you just haven't gone all the way yet. Back shortly, 7 to 10. Jeff Gwillim is online from the VACC. CEO Jeff Gwillim. Kevin, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Dennis and Jeff. I hear the two little boys next door, Troy and Billy, playing with their cars, going zoom, zoom, and rong, rong. Imagine when the electric cars are here and the kids are playing another 15 years and you'll hear just instead of zoom. So that means the mum will say, oh, I never hear from the children. They are so quiet.
Well, I don't know whether that'll be a bad thing or a good thing, Kevin. Jeff?
Well, I think it'd be a great thing, and it's ironic, isn't it, that a lot of people, no one live in the freeways at the moment because of the traffic noise, and, you know, don't go and buy a house on my advice, for God's sake, but it's quite possible that in 20 years' time it would be a peaceful place to live because, as Kevin put it, all you're going to hear is this gentle hush, a bit of the tyre noise of a vehicle going past. So, I mean, you know, these are the sorts of things that have, you know, significant changes in the environment, but also in local communities. And of course, Dennis, you know, we've got to think about a whole industry that effectively is going to have to transition probably through a 15-year period. And, you know, we need to think about what do we do. You know, we've got an army of mechanics and different people that work in the industry, and some of those will transition. But, you know, it's a big step, even though we generally look at it through economic or environmental eyes. We need to look at it from employment eyes as well.
And for those people who believe that driving an electric car, Jeff, is not can't be an exciting situation. One that I had a couple of days in, a Jaguar I-Pace, was one of the fastest and exciting cars I've ever driven.
Well, the torque is just magnificent. I mean, the issue with electric cars is that all of the engine goes straight to the drive wheels, so you're not losing anything in through your transmission, and that's what makes them quite fantastic. So, and it's interesting from now and from time to time, Dennis, and I don't know how this would really work, but I've heard people talk about an electric car Grand Prix. Now, I don't know about you, but when I go to the Grand Prix, it's the smell of burning fuel and the sound that gets me excited. So, I'm not sure if it would be quite the same if they're all electric.
No, it probably wouldn't be. Jeff, great to chat. It's going to be an interesting one. But people, obviously, the more people like us talk about it, the more people might consider. And we'll just keep watching with interest to see how fast that transition comes. It's a major change. But Jeff Gwillim from the VACC, great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Dennis.